Oh.
Probably some of the biggest news of this week was Zelda turning 25.
Which just made me feel old.
Makes me feel so old. Because I was there when the first Zelda came out.
I was around. I had no idea what was going on.
Oh no, I was there with my cousin going to the video store, renting a Nintendo console and Zelda.
I remember when you could do that. That used to be the only way I could play video games. But my parents would have to put like a $200 check deposit down. So it was like some ridiculous, like the console is only $80, but they wanted $200.
Yeah.
Something like that. And you would get to rent it for 3 days and
mm-hmm.
that was great.
It was
great. I don't know why I remember that so much now. You just like hit like a vein in the back of my head. Just had a major memory aneurysm or something. But I totally remember that now. We used to go to it wasn't even called. I don't even think it was Blockbuster. It was some just like family owned place.
Yeah, everything was family owned back then. We went to Video Co-op. That was the name of the place we went to.
I think ours was just like Movies and More or something like
that. Yeah.
Well, there was one like random. It was called Checkpoint or something. It was a movie and game store. So,
huh?
Or it might be Checkmark. It was something. Check something.
Mm-hmm. Checks mix.
And you could rent it for like $1 a day.
Oh, cool.
So,
I remember they used to even have like Game Boy games and stuff you could rent, and I used to go crazy for that. We had to go across town to get to the video store that would let you rent Game Boy games. Because that Stupid Movies and More would let you rent Game Boy games. I don't know why I told you guys that. I'm sorry.
No, there was nowhere around here that, or at least where I lived, that you could rent Game Boy games. But I remember the first time me and my cousin Dan, we rented the Nintendo console and we got Zelda, Mario 2, Mario Duck Hunt, Pro Wrestling, and Excite Bike. And we started playing Zelda, and it said, you know, input your name. And we thought, okay, we'll input our name as Zelda, you know? Having no idea that that's what triggered the second quest.
The harder game.
So we're sitting here, like, looking through all, like, our Nintendo powers and strategy guides, and nothing is matching up. Not to mention that everything is in, like some sort of broken, deciphered translation, cryptic message. From all these people, you know, it's like, you know, Dodongo dislikes smoke. Okay. I didn't ask Dodongo's opinion on smoke, but, you know, so everything was just totally confusing for us. And, like, us being, like, he was, like, 7, I was, like, 5. We couldn't figure anything else out. We were two stupid kids from Louisiana, you know.
And the weird thing, like, when you're around that age, you can't really read that many huge words like Dodongo.
Yeah, I was like, we didn't know what Dodongo meant. We would ask
him. Just laughed every time you guys would say it to each other. Just giggle.
Yeah. Like, we went to our folks, like, Mom, what's a Dodongo?
Go to your room. Where did you put
that? Like, we thought they knew. We thought that was something they didn't learn until like
they were afraid you knew.
we're stupid.
That's the name of my get mask. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow, get mask, LARPing. This is not going well for me at all.
We're just shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, I mean, Zelda is one of those franchises where they really haven't strayed from the formula of the very first game, but it still seems fresh and exciting and fun every time again.
Yeah, and I'm baffled by that, honestly. You know, I don't know how they do it.
Zelda's probably my favorite series, but I could, like, in my forum signature, which I just really say that, I'm not sure if it's true, there are probably really huge, much more devoted fans than me that have gone nuts and actually learned Hylan. And there are websites for that.
Uh-huh.
There are seriously websites for that. I call myself the number one Zelda fan, which I just say that. But, it's my favorite series. A Link to the Past was one of my very first video games. So.
Which is a phenomenal, definitely within my top 10 of all-time greatest video games.
Well, there is a reason why this series got, when we did our 200th issue, we did the top 200 games ever. And there is a reason the original Zelda is number one.
Mm-hmm. That is totally groundbreaking gameplay. Even though if you didn't, everything was written in a cryptic sort of message, you know.
Yeah, even if you don't play it right,
mm-hmm.
it's still great. But I just grabbed the issue. I had it up on my bookshelf. Yeah, Link to the Past was number 12. You know, and then we keep going. I'll probably find a couple more through here. Ocarina of Time was number 20. So in the top 20, we've got three. I mean, that's why the original is number one, because that's what started. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, it kind of started that whole top down RPG. You know, mm-hmm. it started that whole genre, and that led to any number of games. We're just talking about Scrim. I mean, we could almost say that Scrim wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Zelda. I mean,
yeah,
it's amazing impact that game had.
It's, I mean, like, you, instead of having to be top down, you just tilt the camera a little bit.
Yeah, well, even boom. You know, even Zelda, you know, moved to that eventually, and so I mean, it's pretty impressive.
And when you think about it, you could say that about any RPG these days, really.
Yep, exactly. Yep. That's exactly my point.
Well, any live action RPG, not like the turn based stuff, but
yeah, that was based on Final Fantasy, really.
Yeah,
or Dragon Warrior, or stuff like that.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Except Dragon Warrior.
But even that original Final Fantasy, you navigated the world the same way you do in Zelda.
Down. Yep. Indeed. Just the battles were more, you know, strategy based instead of reflex and hand-eye coordination.
Yep. Which I was fine with.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to read the story. I want to play the story. Don't make me be good at something.
What is this? Coordination. Yeah. I do not have these skills.
All right,
I had these skills and I'd be playing sports right now and getting laid.
Right. I would be outside. Which is probably, anyway.
Which, we've got half the podcast already, more than half. I just want to beg, make sure you're recording, right?
Yes. So we are at 1 hour 43 minutes, and well, actually 44 minutes now. So,
wow.
We are rolling Jimmy down the hill. That makes no sense, but I said it anyway.
Poor Jimmy.
We're like one of those
Jimmy.
Rolling down a wall or something. We're going really slow. But we're getting there. Yeah.
It's the first one. It's going to
be...
Even the game is
going to be bad.
The first one was longer, full of a little bit more nonsense. Plus, I mean, this is really, truly the first time I've even heard most of your voices.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Except for, you know, Mike and JR. So, but Sean...
Okay, so me. You know, yeah, just me.
Sean, we've talked for a while on Twitter and stuff, and we've cracked jokes for hours. So, you
know. He's like my best friend, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, me and Sean go way back.
Like, we're like this.
Exactly, even though I can't see it.
Radio.
Yes. For you folks at home, pretend that me and Sean are holding hands and cuddling. Heterosexually spooning. Can I say heterosexually spooning on the air?
Sure, why not?
Why not?
That's gonna. You know what? I said it when we first started. I wasn't very creative with my my username on GI, but I think I'm gonna change it to heterosexually spooning. And hopefully that doesn't get me fired.
I don't know how Andy is about all that stuff, but
we'll find out.
We'll find out if he gives you any. If he gives you any slack. Just say the word dandy.
Oh, that won't work at all.
Yes, I am old school GI, alright? That's all I'm gonna leave it at that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Anyways.
I'm not gonna say it. Just saying. Andy, you're listening? Yeah, I was there. Back in the day.
I could also show him his NBA Jam cover. I think that was him on the cover.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. That's way back. No, I still have issues from before. I have issues number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Still.
You also have issues.
Yes, I just have regular issues.
I was a subscriber before I got a job here as well, but I wasn't one that long. I was probably a subscriber only for like 2 or 3 years before I got hired. So it was pretty much right after GameStop started taking over the world.
Yeah. Killing Babbages and all that stuff.
Yeah, Babbages was my old store, so that's kind of how it happened.
Yeah.
You know, Craig Harris of IGN worked at a Babbages, right?
I did not know that.
He says it on every podcast he's on.
I clearly just outed myself as never listening to one of his podcasts.
Well, he's not listening to this one, so. But I mostly just threw that out as a reference for the fans of those podcasts.
You know, I used to work at a Geek Squad, so I'm going to say that on all my podcasts.
I used to work at Game Trader, which was the local game store, not owned by GameStop or Funko Land or Babbages or anything like that. But it was all, we all dealt with, like vintage stuff. Like we had Atari 800s, ColecoVisions, all that kind of cool stuff. We had an Atari 800 with a cassette deck adapter that stored games on cassette tapes, which was totally awesome. It took 40 minutes to load a game, but still.
That's not important.
No.
It takes 40 minutes to load games now.
Oh, if you have a PS3, yeah.
Aww. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
How's your free online?
There's the balance right there.
We just started a console war. We're going to get all kinds of flaky comments now.
Oh my gosh.
PS3 sucks. 360 sucks. Nintendo sucks. It all sucks. Go read books.
Whatever I didn't pay money for sucks.
Yes. Go to the library. Do math all day long.
What? I already do.
So do I. That's what broke my brain.
That is probably why we're both crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
I speak in ones and zeros.
Yeah. I look at white lines on a black screen all day in AutoCAD, and it's just, yeah, it'll drive you nuts. But
speaking of PS3, mm-hmm. New Infamous 2 footage was shown on Game Trailers TV. Did anybody see that?
I saw the trailer that they just released, because that was on our site.
episode that was on our site. not to be anyone honest, else's site. Screw them.
Game Trailers.
No, actually, I got to meet some of the guys who work over Game Trailers out at E3 last year, which I was lucky enough to be able to go to, and so there's definitely nothing. No bad blood there. I'm just being silly.
Yeah.
But Infamous was one of those games that just vastly disappointed me.
I'm one of the, thank you. I thought I was the only one.
You guys are fired.
I made it into the first podcast at least. Didn't make it out, but I made it in.
Yeah, we got a foot in the door and they slammed it on our toes.
It was just one of those games where it felt like it had so much potential, could have gone in so many different directions, but instead I was still doing the same thing at hour, like, 10. I was doing it at hour 1.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess at hour – same thing at hour 30 that I was doing at hour 10, because the first intro to the game when you first start getting your powers and, you know, it's – when it's really hitting its stride, it's really an awesome game, but I didn't feel like my decisions mattered too much either.
I thought that, like, the camera control was kind of wonky and – It was serviceable, you know. It wasn't a horrible game. It was just not as good as everyone else seems to make it out to be, you know. I don't know. That's my own personal opinion.
I would love to hear refuting comments, though.
Yeah.
Think what's great about the game.
Yeah.
And I get a feeling we're going to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to hear that right now. Because I love the game.
Get them. Come on.
It's probably my favorite PlayStation 3 game, besides Uncharted 2. But I understand where you're going for. Like, it did have a lot of repetitivity, but the things that stand out for it are the fact that Cole was just a regular guy that got superpower, and it's just like a comic book. Like, you see games based off of Superman or Batman, and they're already really powerful at the beginning, pretty much. So,
there's some convoluted reason why they lost their powers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Batman, where he's just, I guess in Arkham Asylum, I guess I'll just use the bat claw now.
Yeah, it's like, I just have a million bajillion billion dollars. I'm just going to buy a bunch of stuff that makes me powerful.
I want that to be real.
million bajillion billion dollars?
Yes. I love the graphic novel approach they took with the cutscenes. I loved what they tried to do with the game. I guess I just got so hyped. You know, I was like the Peter Molyneux effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I know he didn't make this game, but I'm just saying, like, he hypes his games like Fable crazy.
That's what killed Fable for me. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, me too. So I think I just bought it. I was just drinking this Kool-Aid so much thinking, man, it's going to be like I get to make my own superhero practically, and it's going to be this great story where my choices matter, and I'm just going to become so powerful in this open world. It's going to be like Grand Theft Auto except meaningful, you know, what I do, and I can fly. And I just never got that sense of adventure. Like, I enjoyed – it was kind of like Spider-Man 2 for PlayStation 2 back in the day. Where I just enjoyed swinging around the city more than I enjoyed doing the story missions. And it was the same thing here. Like, I just never got into the story, and I just enjoyed, like, running around. And it just got old fast, and I didn't get drawn in like I really wanted to. And I'm so hoping that they do a stronger job with Infamous 2, because I want that game. That game that I thought Infamous was going to be, I still want it a lot, and I think we can have it. I'm not as pumped for it as I am for other games coming out this year. And what a freaking amazing year for games this is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And what a sucky time to have a really awful salary. Like I have. It's really pathetic. I'm not even gonna lie. It's really bad.
Infamous 2, they say they're working on it. They're trying to fix the morality from the last game where it's not so black and white. Mm-hmm. And they say your choices are really going to matter. Like, there's one point that they were talking about where you had to choose which power you go with one of the girls, whatever they're called, names are.
Hookers.
Like, either fire or...
dancers, sorry, dancers.
Entertainers.
Escorts. Continue.
Derailed once again.
But you had to choose between fire and ice, and you're stuck with that. But fire is the evil power, and ice is like the good power, I think. It's something like that. I'm not sure.
That's what I got from the new trailer.
Yeah.
And this might be the first game where I'm evil my first playthrough instead of my second one.
Oh, I always go evil first.
Fire looked awesome.
Yeah, the fire looked really cool. But, JR, you were talking to me the other day, like, what could they do with fire that you can't really do with electricity? I kind of agree with you on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's a few, like, parkour moves that you could come up with ice that you couldn't do with electricity. But with fire, it's like, what do you do that electricity doesn't already do?
Well, you could be like Iceman and just like surf on the ice.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. You can't do that with electricity, but with fire...
Fire, yeah. I mean, fire and can't really surf on fire. Basically one and the same as far as like, you know, base combustion level. Yeah. Like fire is the result of lightning or electricity, which is it's a high powered energy. You know?
I guess that they might go more with that combustion, like you were saying. It might be more like grenades versus, you know, like instead of like they could go like the shock way, kinda like BioShock did, where it's more of a like a stun.
Yeah.
And the fire is more of like an explosion, or you know, fire continually hurt. Like in a lot of games, you set someone on fire and they're losing hit points
right,
over
like,
time because they're burning.
Yeah, but with lightning, it's just like a shock. Like,
yeah,
boom.
But I mean,
one hit.
But there's no reason you couldn't just keep shocking. So I don't know. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Plus, it seems like those are the powers that are overdone to death already.
Yeah, they've been doing them since boom, like what?
The 60s, 50s, and 60s? When yeah. We had comic books actually.
It is the dawning of the. Okay. No.
Might have even been like the 30s, because with the exception of lightning, so to speak, I mean, that's what Superman can do. He's got fire and ice, basically. He
gets it,
you know, his eyes and his breath. So, I mean, that's a great point. Maybe
you just broke the logic of
I don't even want to play anymore. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you just ruined my entire. You just ruined everything. You're fired.
Oh. You were already fired. Can't fire me.
Well, can't hurt. I can't help from trying. You know.
You get jealous.
You take one down. You're going down with me.
Yes. All this lemonade.
It's fine.
Oh Lord.
No way of transitioning into this one. The Weed Air trailer. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I told Phil and Reiner that's they have to do that for their next
Yes.
And Reiner gave me a high five, so I don't know what that means exactly. It's like, you know, it's like, I'm just joking, guys. I hope you know that. I really don't want to see you, like, eat a Wiimote out of someone else's, you know. But
I don't know who the people in the trailer are, and I'm very thankful for that.
And I'm sure their parents are proud of them.
I have been to a few parties, probably not as many as most people, but I'm almost certain that none of the things that happened in that trailer would actually happen at a party.
At a Weed Air party? No.
It's wrong.
But I saw the Weed Air trailer and I said, I hope to God I never have a daughter. That was my reaction to Weed Air.
I mean, I understand this is an unexplored niche on the Wii, but there are some things.
Really,
yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. There are some things that should just be left alone.
Yeah, trust me, I've seen. I'm no prude by any means, but, and I have friends who are all about having parties with couples and stuff like that, and
we do live near the French Quarter.
Yes, so. It's a lot of very open people, you know, but something like that, it's like, you know what, that's just not my bag.
There's already things to do that don't involve a Wii.
Yeah, you know, it's like, if you want to have, like, you know, wife swap night, I don't think, you know, if you're already in that mindset, I don't think Wii Dare is going to you know, be the catalyst to get anyone else, you know, at that party.
In fact, it might be the opposite. People right. would be like, oh, like, this is what you had in mind.
Oh, this
we're not really
mind?
Into that.
Yeah.
We're going to go.
See you later, Tom.
We're going to go to the other party.
Yeah. We're going to go down to, you know, Catsmill. We're going to go to the strip club and pick up some.
Yeah, because that's more respectable than.
True.
And not as sad and pathetic.
Right. And, they even, like, it was getting so much flack that they took it, they, like, region locked it, so only people in Europe can watch the trailer now.
Ah, but not before we could download it, and now the video is freely playing on our website. Just for everyone to enjoy.
I'm going to edit that into, like, a compilation video with the Shampoodle music from,
You really are running on that theory that that could go with everything, aren't
it
you?
It can go with everything, I promise you.
It can.
Like, next time you go to the gym, just, like, mix yourself, like, you know, a good 30-minute loop track of that song, and tell me afterwards if you don't feel great.
I'll feel something.
You'll feel something. It'll be a new experience for you, but that's a new wrinkle in your brain, so that's a positive, correct?
A wrinkle in the brain doesn't sound very good.
Well,
deliberately staying quiet right now.
Yes. The fifth. I'm abnormal,
other creepy,
right?
Some other creepy stuff that came out. and it wasn't even on GameInformer.com. It was on Twitter. But Dan, remember last week's replay of Quackshot?
How could I forget?
Remember when Tim and Dan had the discussion of Gadget, the sort of chipmunk?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Dan,
where are we going here?
Dan found a cult that worships Gadget.
What?
That, yeah.
He posted it on Twitter.
And I didn't want to burst Dan's bubble, but I've seen a lot worse when it comes to Gadget Hack Wrench. I've seen just... It's like...
Don't Google her with the parental safe off, basically, is what you're saying.
All I'm going to say is, Dan, turn away. Turn away from Gadget Hack Wrench. Do not delve any further to where you have already dug. Just leave it where you found. You know, leave. Just then come climb out of the hole and be content with the knowledge you have gained. Because if you go any further into the Gadget Hack Wrench realm, you'll
be sorry.
I might just have to hold you and sing you to sleep. It's because I've seen things that are bad, really, really bad about Gadget Hack Wrench, and it pains me because I like Gadget too. You know?
There are some sick people out there.
Very sick people. They're all very, very
I made the mistake of not following your advice, and now there's another reason for me to be fired.
Oh, you're not using their server, are you? Okay, well, Sean, if you want to use me as a reference, you can, you know.
So, anybody listening who needs a software developer?
Yeah. I'm just saying. There's a lot of Gadget stuff out there.
My eyes, my poor eyes. It won't go away.
I didn't want to break it to you this way, Dan. You're my homie. Just stop where you are. And be content in the knowledge you have learned. I love you. Oh.
This podcast is so weird.
We should play this for Ryan. I want to see him shake his head in disappointment.
On a lighter note, let's talk about Armageddon. Specifically, Red Faction Armageddon. The release date, May 31st. No one cares.
No, the game looks a lot of fun, but by then I'm going to have L.A. Noire, so I'm not going to care about anything else.
And I'm readjusting my mic stand, right? So, I'm listening. I'm just kind of saying, okay, Armageddon, Red Faction. That was Volition, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a fan of Volition games, a big fan, and I will be getting that. Just because it's Volition.
They're a great. I think they're definitely an underrated developer.
They really are. They kind of got sucked into. They did Saints Row and Saints Row 2 and all that, which kind of got under that umbrella of GTA clone. But
which it is not.
No, it's not. And that's all I'm going to say. But it is not a GTA clone. Yes, it's an open world sandbox game with, you know, gangs and
crimes
and all that stuff. But it's so much more than that.
You can pip walk.
You can steal a truck that shoots streams of poo onto people eating outdoors on the sidewalk at a cafe. And that's a mission. So
it's poetic.
Very poetic. And it speaks to my inner 8-year-old, which is great. And so anything that Volition does from now on, they have a free pass from me. It's like, okay. So you made a game once where I had to spray poo onto people eating, you know, caviar. I love you. So we are going to buy your game from now on. And I say we as the royal we, as in me.
Which, I liked Red Faction Guerrilla. But I didn't like the story or the shooting or anything like that. I just loved running around. I literally listened to Weird Al Yankovic while running around and blowing crap up. Just because I could.
What more do you need in a video game?
Exactly. But Red Faction Armageddon just doesn't look like that. It just looks like a third-person shooter with...
Well, I think what's exciting is they're not just letting you destroy the environments like they did in Guerrilla, but now you can build them as you go as well. We've seen a lot here. I mean, I'm not an editor, so I am not privy to as much information as these guys are. And I know Reiner got to preview it. And for a May release, which is, you know, summer is usually kind of slow for video
games. Yeah, summers are usually just droll and
a bunch of
movie tie-in games.
Yeah, but this summer is different. I've even said on Twitter, I think this is a better video game summer than movie summer. And it starts with, you know, L.A. Noire and ends with, like Batman Arkham City in September. So,
bingo.
It's an exciting year for video gamers, and I just hope, like I said, because I'm going to be laser focused on L.A. Noire, and so I'm just really hoping that this game doesn't float under the radar because Volition deserves it. Mm-hmm. It's got potential to be just a great sci-fi 3D third-person shooter. Along the same vein as Dead Space. Dead Space is amazing and deserves all the attention it could get. And they were smart and they released it almost all by itself.
Yeah.
Timing is
everything when it comes to
these releases. I mean, Brink, they're trying to come out with a new first-person shooter, Brink, that for all intents and purposes looks like a really fun first-person shooter. But it comes out the same day as L.A. Noire.
Yeah, so...
And I've seen tons of advertisements like, I go to a bunch of different sites and like I see it on Game Informer right now. I saw it on IGN like a week ago. Mm-hmm. I see it on a whole bunch of sites. I just don't think that's gonna help at all. With LA, like same thing with Alan Wake. It came out on the same day Red Dead Redemption did.
Yeah, it didn't stand a chance. You know.
Yeah,
Alan Wake. A great game.
I love Remedy, too. Speaking of the developers, like, the Max Payne games were great, and I was looking forward to Alan Wake for, like, whatever, the 8 years or whatever it took for them to get it out. And, it was one of those games that just was always, you didn't know anything about it, but it was just, you kept hearing, we're working on it, it still exists, and that was it. And it ended up being a good game. Not a great game, but a good game. It fell off my radar completely because Red Dead Redemption is incredible.
Yeah.
Game of the year.
I mean, there's no reason for anyone to think at this point that they should release a game the same day as Rockstar.
Yeah, that's anytime Rockstar has their hands in anything, you just pretty much hang it up, wait 2 weeks until after their release day, and then, see what you can do and pray.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah,
at this point, I wonder if they're thinking, well, everyone's going to be at the video game stores. Maybe they'll pick up Brink 2. I mean, I don't...
No.
I don't know if that's what they're thinking or if they just...
I don't think,
well, maybe the games are different enough to where it won't make a difference. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if we heard here pretty soon that Brink is delayed for, like you said, like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I would give Brink 2 weeks. If I was them, I would say, let's... Push it back. Cause, I mean, what's 2 weeks, really? Either push it back or push it up 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Or maybe just one week. Push it up 1 week.
Yeah, up is probably the best idea because there's only... I can't really think of anything besides Portal and that's coming out in April.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, usually, summers are just the doldrums for game releases because everyone's... They're too afraid of, competing against the big movie releases. But a lot of people just don't care about movies, and they would rather have a good game release during the summer. Because it's summer vacation. Kids are out of school. You need something to play, so throw some good-ass games out there. What can it hurt?
Exactly. Like, they release all the movie tie-ins, and
no one wants that.
Yeah, most of them are crap, but kids still play them over summer vacation. they really don't have anything else to play.
Yeah, so if you release a good game, it's like, okay, yeah, there's a bunch of Hollywood blockbuster movies coming out, but once that movie's done, that's 2 hours, okay? You have still 22 hours left in that day for people to do something, you know? And most games last, what, 30 hours-ish, you know?
Not to mention replay value.
Right. So people aren't watching, going to the theater and like, okay, I want to see Transformers now, then leave the theater. I want to see Iron Man now. They're not doing that. They're going home, and they have nothing to do when they go home. So release games during the summer, stupid. That's my advice to you publishers.
You just called all the publishers stupid.
I did. And I'm not taking it back. release games in the summer, stupid.
Well, that's what I mean. I think that's what they're learning.
I hope so.
I've never understood that, because wouldn't your target demographic go back to, say, oh, I don't know, school?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's like the college crowd. I mean, they say like the 18 to 21 year old demographic is the biggest demographic.
Right. And what is that demographic doing during the summer? They're playing games they bought in January and got for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, release games in the summer that are actually good, and people will buy them, maybe. I don't know. I'm just a guy who does AutoCAD. I don't know anything about business, or I haven't been paying attention to the industry for, you know, 30 years-ish. So, what do I know?
Well, I guess the last topic we'll probably be talking about news-wise, and it's about Armageddon again. EDF Insect Armageddon. He's delayed.
No.
Bro.
Holly.
I didn't do it.
Holly?
No, in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun.
That was neat.
This reminds me of EDF.
It's an interference.
We'll probably just let Coop cut that part out.
Yes. Thank God for post-production and editing.
But basically, I don't know if you know this or not, but Joe Juba here loves EDF. And he loves it so much I was convinced to grab the original out of the vault. And it is a terrible game that is so terrible that it is a lot of fun.
All right. EDF, does that have any tie-in to the original Super Nintendo EDF?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up myself.
Yes. I had never heard of Earth Defense Force until this.
Okay, well, the Super Nintendo had a game called Earth Defense Force. I'm just wondering if that's a tie-in or not.
Did you kill loads and loads of aliens?
It was a sort of top-down shooter, almost like, Axelay or something like that. You killed aliens.
Were they mostly insects?
I don't remember. It's been 58 years. So.
That's some quick math. Good job. I'm sure it was an accurate number, too.
It isn't. It's been exactly 58 years to this day since I played it. But
yeah, it's so ridiculous. You can throw one grenade at a building, and the whole thing will blow up.
I like that game already.
Yes. it's
like fun.
It's fun because it's so terrible. And it's even more terrible fun because you can do co-op when you have
good god.
Playing.
what system is this for?
I played it on PS3.
PS3. We might have to do some EDF co-op soon.
Or maybe it was the first thing I played when I got my new 360, but it was a little while ago that I played, but it's just crazy. It's like the Starship Troopers of video games.
Sweet! I like that.
In a lot of ways. It's like Starship Troopers of video games.
Awesome. I'm down. I'm sold. I love that movie.
Speaking of really bad movies that are so bad it's fun, have you seen The Room?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I just need to mention that, because that was something we did up here. We watched it for, like, bad movie night just for fun. And then apparently the director is touring with that movie. So if you guys watch the little candid shots we have in the magazine. I don't know if it was this month or the month before, but you could actually see some of the guys here with the director of the movie. And I was
Tommy?
With Tommy
Wiseau. Yeah, I think this was the past issue, yeah. I saw that and I was like, oh, I'm so jealous.
That dude is, just to give you an idea, the movie is probably the worst film ever created. It is just...
I'll agree.
The script is awful. The pacing is awful. There's a shot where there's a whole scene where he just goes into like a store to buy flowers and it's still, he couldn't even get that. He's like just randomly talking to a dog at one point. And
hi, doggy.
Yeah, and just like voiceover, like, you're my favorite customer. Just, and he's not even like talking to anybody. And it's just really... really awful. And there's this whole cult following for it, where, you know, because there's apparently like a spoon in every shot, and there's a picture frame with a spoon in it, or a fork, I think it's a spoon. I could be wrong. Anyway, and that's in like every shot in the house. So whenever you see that on screen, you yell spoon and you throw all these plastic spoons that you bring with you to the movie theater. Like there's just, this whole cult following of so much fun stuff going on with this movie.
It's like the new Rocky Horror. This is great.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah. And like, there's these establishing shots that over and over again tell you this movie takes place in San Francisco. And it's always like the Golden Gate Bridge, and they're always like 10 minutes long. And there's just one that pans from the left to the right of the Golden Gate Bridge, and you're supposed to root it on. You're supposed to go like, go, 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 go. panic. And it's... And with all of that said, and the director being in the theater with all of this happening, he's still clueless to the fact that this movie is terrible. He thinks people are doing this because they love the movie and it has somehow profoundly affected their lives.
But it has, in a way.
It's the craziest thing I have ever seen.
It is a terrible movie, but it's so terrible, it's great.
What blows your mind, just watch the movie, it'll blow you away, and then watch interviews with this guy and how he totally believes... in this film, and it's
Tommy Wiseau. Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Wiseau.
Wiseau.
So it's W-I-S-E.
Like French. It's like all sort of feedback with JR's.
Yeah. Whenever somebody else comes to the room,
I can't hear anybody because there we go.
There we go. Cool.
Anything that was just said like the last 3 minutes, I didn't hear.
No, I was just doing the whole Jason like. You know, but I don't know if that came.
Yeah, speaking of bad movies, I tried to watch Jason Takes Manhattan, Friday the 13th 8 the other day. Just tried to watch it again. Oh God, so terrible.
No, don't do that. Don't watch if you're a child of the 80s. Don't go back and watch Silverhawks either.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. If you have fond memories of that cartoon, don't go back and watch it right now.
I tried to go back and watch Goonies, which is still widely considered a great movie, and I couldn't stand it.
I haven't seen it in 10 years, so I widely consider it a great movie.
I tried watching it again, and I this is my favorite movie like growing up, and I still had a hard time making it through Goonies.
Yeah.
And I've probably just lost a lot of friends by saying that. But
No. I'm still your friend, but I'm saying I haven't seen him.
We're just friends? Think... After all this cuddling, we're just friends?
We're lovers.
I completely understand that concept, too, because when I was like in fourth grade or something, I watched How to Eat Fried Worms. And I thought it was a pretty good movie. I thought it was really funny. I tried watching it like last year.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's not.
It's horrible.
You know what was the reverse for me was The Secret of Nim.
Ah.
I didn't really get it when I was a kid.
Yeah. A lot of those like early '80s cartoon movies, they're a lot darker.
They really are. Like, Secret of Nim is really dark. Are, and I actually, just watching it this last time, found out it stands for, like, National Institute of Mental Health or something like that. Like, NIM.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's why this is happening. Like, it's, I mean, it's, it's really dark, but I mean, I was now that I got it, it was like, wow, this is crazy good.
There's one movie
back then. Sucks. It was just like, she's a mouse. Whee!
There's something I saw recently that from my childhood that I hadn't seen forever. I can't think of what it is, so I'm not going to delve into it that much. But I don't know. Same thing. Yes, I am that. I am the poignant conversation.
That's, yes.
We'll edit that out in post. Thank God.
Like I said, we've been recording for over 2 hours, but it's still probably going to be like a 3-minute podcast.
Yeah. Well, that's the subtitle to this podcast. We'll edit this out in post.
We should have edited that. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's our tagline. Should have done more editing.
Oh, Lord.
Needs more editing.
Yeah. Thank you, Cube. Thank you. God bless you. You're going to save all our jobs.
Maybe we should stop talking about stuff that we need to be editing, because it might actually make it into the show and it'll just sound weird.
But then I won't have anything to say.
All right. What else is on topic, Michael?
That's about it for news. So, here, we're running the contest for the best logo.
Best logo.
Check out those. Who's the winner?
If I heard them all correctly, Delancey has 6, Coob has 4, Turd Fergie has 3, and Brandon has 1. So Delancey would be the winner.
Well, congrats to you, Delancey.
And Coob, you can stop editing now. We're sorry you came within 2 votes.
Yeah. And you can stop playing guitar now.
Okay.
Dave. No, don't.
Add to the atmosphere.
We've got a soundtrack now. Why would we stop?
Yeah. One less process in the editing.
But Delancey, go ask Lisa, and she'll give you a $20 Amazon gift card.
Hey!
Woo! Spend it on a Game Informer subscription. I'm just kidding.
Hot dog, we have a wiener.
And the last thing, the last contest is
Yes?
The suspense is killing me.
All right, how we doing?
Get air.
We're there? Alright.
With dead air.
Dead air.
We're there with dead air.
We're there for dead air. Post. Thank God for post-production. I'll say it again 1,000 times over.
Alright, there we go.
Alright.
I said I'm sorry to Cube about 4 times.
Yeah, I'm gonna give Cube a free lifetime membership on GameInformer.com for this.
He earned it.
Exactly.
In spades.
I also grabbed a root beer.
A root beer.
No, it really, it's IBC.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not
wait,
one of my last
you
night.
You weren't really drinking root beer?
Wait, last night? Yes, root beer on Parks. And W.
Well, I don't keep a cache of root beer at the office, so.
Oh, okay. Probably for the
how
best.
How crazy those guys are in some of those videos. I wouldn't doubt it.
You'd be
we keep
surprised
root beer at our office.
You'd be surprised how silly these guys are sober. I have seen them drunk too, so, yeah, good times.
Cheers.
Back to the ship.
That's all I could say, without incriminating people.
No.
And getting fired.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming back to that, doesn't it? I'm just kidding.
Tim Turry posted a tweet about he was at a bar drawing pictures of Sonic in crayons. You don't do that sober.
Yeah. You know? Most people don't do that, period.
Right. I'm just, you know. Love you, Tim. Just saying.
Yeah, Tim is definitely awesome. I don't know. I guess I could doodle some at the bar.
Weird thing is,
I never have.
This is sort of an offhand right here. I bought a CD a few years ago from a group called the Brooklyn Funk Essentials. One of their songs was almost like a story, and one of the characters in their story, the character's name was Tim Turi. So when Tim was like first got into the magazine, I saw like his name at the bottom of like, you know, a review or something. It's like Tim Turi. I'm like, it was spelled the exact same way. I'm like, oh sweet, this dude knows about Brooklyn Funk Essentials, and he's using that as a pen name or something. And no, that's just his real name.
I think that it sounds like they were like trying to make a playoff of Mary Poppins. Chim Chim.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
Yeah, but no, just turns out that's his real name.
Have we started the podcast again yet? Because I need to stop being dumb if we have.
Too late now, you're committed. Literally.
Always the one, yep.
Yeah. I'm talking about into a home, as am I.
But, well, I thought you meant like marriage.
Oh. Well, we can do that too in some states.
The last thing I was going to plug was Turdburgers having a contest for a Halo Legends giveaway, the movie, the Blu-ray.
Oh.
So he wanted me to announce it on the show, and then he'll write a blog about it.
Awesome.
Cool. You know, that's something we can do. We as far as the GIO users, we can start doing contests. It's like little giveaways of stuff. Cause,
major swag time.
Yeah, because I have a bunch of stuff that I need to get rid of.
I have a box of – it originally had 100, but now I think it probably has like 70. But I've got a box of paper clips here.
I got some, like a half a box of light bulbs and, you know, some Tylenol PM.
You'll need those.
Great contest. Some almonds.
But they all do. One of the users, Lisa, sent me a PM saying that she did have a whole bunch of extra money just that she wasn't going to use. That she could.
That's a great problem to have.
Wow. Tell her I am willing to help her. Let her know.
She said that
Brewster's Millions.
But she said she was going to give away. Like, she was going to buy.
Good? Okay.
Thank God for editing.
All right, so what were you saying, Michael?
Lisa is giving away, like, PlayStation Network cards, Xbox, Marketplace points, Microsoft points, all of that. Xbox Live subscription. She said that she was going to buy some for the users, and then the winner of something I'm planning on starting, like user and blog of the week, the winners of those would get one.
Fantastic.
Lisa sounds awesome. Is she single?
You can ask her yourself.
Okay.
Somebody needs a sugar mama.
I will be the first to admit that. I will. You didn't see my W-2s. I need a sugar mama, please.
This is the worst podcast ever.
It's also the best.
If by worst you mean best, then yes.
It's the most amazing podcast of all time. It's not even a podcast. Somebody just happened to record a random conversation some dudes were having.
Yeah. There's a reason I don't work at X104.9 in Baton Rouge anymore.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm not on any official podcasts.
Yes. So.
Anymore.
You're on the StarCraft 2 game.
That's what I was going to say. Anymore.
Anymore.
They invited me to one, realized their mistake, and I have not returned. No, that one was just because I am a big StarCraft whore, and I love everything about StarCraft, and I was playing the original up until the sequel came out, and yes, that was full 12 years.
See, I was more of a Red Alert kind of guy, but, yeah.
I played Red Alert too, as well, and I played all three Red Alerts, I think. Is that right? I hours spent playing multiplayer in StarCraft. Just years of my life. And there's not a whole lot of PC, like, gamers in the office, guys who play a lot of PC games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that podcast happened, and that's why it hasn't and will not happen again.
Well, you say you love StarCraft, but a month ago, you were asking for people to play multiplayer with, and I tried to tell you to play with Ryan Clement from IGN. You told me no.
I was just being silly because you told me to play with someone from IGN.
Yeah.
Boo, hiss.
Star IGN, devil. But no, I'm obviously kidding. IGN, thank you for the ads. Anyway, I'll play with anybody. Shoot. My username on there is Dorky Mork, because I'm dorky, and my wife's name is Mindy. So for those of you from the 80s, you can.
Nice, nice. I got it.
Nanu. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mork and Mindy. My username on there is Dorky Mork. You could probably find me through my real name too, probably. And I think I use my Game Informer email address even, so it should be very simple to find me on StarCraft if you want to play on BattleNet. It's there. That was my personal plug of the show. Coop, please edit that out.
My computer's a workstation, so I don't have that many games on it, but so.
I wanted to pick up StarCraft 2, but I'm terrible at any kind of strategy game. I'm not a big PC gamer, and I don't have a very good PC, so that's probably the three words.
Probably for the best that you don't buy it, then.
Yeah.
I would be terrible at the game, I would hate the game, and I probably can't even run the game.
Right.
That's pretty much what you just said. So.
Yeah. My advice, don't buy it.
I tried to get in like four different contests to win it though.
That's different.
That's
free stuff.
Everyone loves free stuff. I don't do the giveaways on Game Informer free stuff anymore because, well, Dan already hooked me up with the Castlevania HD, Harmony of Despair, Dissonance, Diapers, whatever it is. So I'm like, all right, I won one. I'm going to let everyone else have their, you know, get their stuff. So I don't do those anymore. But if it's something big and huge and awesome, yeah, I'm gonna jump back in it. Like, so if there's a big StarCraft or something, like
the epic giveaways,
right?
Yeah, that was I cheated on that one and entered several times.
Bunch of sock puppet accounts.
Yeah, but no, that was a really cool giveaway that Nyko was willing to do, where we gave away every console. The Wii, 360, and a PlayStation 3, and everything Nyko makes for those consoles. And that was, so, I mean, that's like the extra controllers and the, you know, all the accessories, like the game cases and stuff like that. I mean, we gave it all away.
I still have Nyko memory cards from the original PlayStation that still work. So that should tell you something about Nyko.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Another plug.
Yep.
We need to get sponsors for this show.
Yes.
We're plugging the heck out of all kinds of stuff.
We got Lisa. Who's
That's true. That's true. She is providing some awesome prizes for us. So thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, you're tearing me apart.
the room reference. That's awesome.
Hey, don't worry about it.
I did not hit her. Sorry. The room is just so great. Oh.
It's wonderful. It's a masterpiece of cinema. You will be changed after you watch this movie.
You can quote it for days.
It's got more quotable lines than Ghostbusters. Okay,
that's saying a lot.
Saying a lot. Yeah.
And this podcast alone, we just had two quotes, and that's the most I could get out of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Avatar quotes? What? There's none. So
I don't even remember people talking in that movie.
Yeah, it was like, oh wow, bubbles. Yeah.
That's exactly what.
It's like I can touch you.
Exactly what it was like. I'm like, wow, all the detail. Look at the little bug flying by. Mm-hmm. And it was like people with ADD had no idea what was happening in that movie.
Oh, no. It's like I'm in the cover art of some Yes album.
Yeah.
And there's Master Chief and RoboCop and
these Smurfs are pretty.
Yeah. I'd do that Smurf. There's another line I've never said before.
Don't lie.
Oh my. I'd never do Gadget Hack Wrench either. Oh God, yes. Just send me the bill, FCC. Just send me the bill.
Why did we go back to Gadget Hack Wrench? Why you had to bring that coming back?
I had to bring it up.
Oh, there was so bad.
Oh Lord.
And on that, I think we can end the show.
Oh.
Yes. All right. Please, yes. Before I dig any deeper in this hole.
Well, I can honestly say I am looking forward to doing another one of these. Hopefully the community will allow it.
Hopefully the FCC will allow it. Hopefully so. Andy doesn't fire you.
I'm sure he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
We're probably all going to be banned from GameInformer.com.
Yeah, well, not while I'm around.
Sean, hide all the passwords. Change them right now as soon as you're done.
Yeah, all the locks. I'm going to just change the locks in the office.
Yeah.
It's all mine now.
It's all yours.
Well, it was a lot of fun. Thanks
it was
guys.
Great.
Thank you for. We should do like they do on the Super Replay. We should give out. Lisa should give out a prize to the first person to comment with whatever the safe word is.
What's the safe word?
Whole podcast.
Oh yeah, for listening to the whole thing. Yeah. So right here at the end, we should come up with a word.
Gadget hack wrench.
Okay, yeah, gadget hack.
Gadget hack wrench. That is the safe word. Yes. Just post that. Whoever just post
just that. Nothing
just,
else. In
nothing
the
else. Just
that.
Gadget hack wrench. You will win
something Lisa has I would think that's deserving if she got like a $20 gift card, okay, that's good, but if she has like a 10 or a 5, that would be good for this.
That'd be cool. I can put in on some of that too. I'll also throw in a 3 month old pack of half pack of Marlboro Lights.
No. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Hey, no. Okay, well, maybe not that. I have some Fender medium guitar picks that I can throw in.
You know what I have that I guess I could give away? Speaking of going back to StarCraft, it came with the guest pass for World of Warcraft for 10 days.
Oh, hell yeah, there you go.
I could just email you the 10-day guest pass.
Yes, keys. You like, drug World dealer, Warcraft. You.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you the first taste for free, baby.
Whoever posts, the first person who posts nothing but Gadget Hack Wrench in the comments.
I'll give them the guest pass key for World of Warcraft for 10 days. If they're not interested in that, I have nothing else for them.
And I'll throw in some Lanyap. So whatever. You'll just get some bonus stuff.
We should just edit out from me mentioning that we should have a prize until now. Because we clearly don't have a prize.
We're going to make something up. You're going to get some stuff.
Okay. You know? John's going to give away the 10-day guest pass, and yes. Maybe Lisa will give away something.
Yes, I will. And like I said, free lifetime membership to GameInformer.com.
Yes, so just say Gadget Hack Wrench.
Yep, just say that's it.
Whoa.
That was me. I knocked over the microphone.
You've easily been the clumsiest.
There's a reason I don't skateboard.
Knocking over lemonade.
I don't skateboard. I don't do anything that sort of requires dexterity at all. But I suck at Halo too.
That'll be my excuse.
Yeah.
Well, guys, like I said, it has been fun, but I guess all good things must come to an end.
Yes, it's been real. It's been fun. It hasn't been real fun.
Michael, let us know when we're ready for round two, and I'll be sure to run in the other direction. So, yes.
Escape right. With your lives, everybody. Run away.
Ah, good times. And I mean it.
Okay, well.
I'm planning on probably doing this every, like, weekend or something, if that's okay.
Yeah. I'm good with Saturdays and Sundays, you know. So, whatever you guys want to do.
If I can't make it to one, I'm not the cog this thing turns on.
Yeah, so I got all the wave files here, so You know.
Yeah, you could just to put my LARPing stuff in there and just just intersperse some of my more wittier comments.
And
pretend like I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I plan to have other guests on, like people from the GIO community. Maybe Sean can get someone from the actual staff to come in.
I'll ask him. I'll tell him how much fun I had. So
yeah, get Dan on here.
Oh, please get Dan.
Yes.
Get Dan. You know what? I'll try to get Dan on here.
Didn't he play Saints Row 2 with you recently?
Shh.
Yeah,
that's top secret. It's top secret.
Yeah, so it might be easy for you to, because he'll know, like, what he's in for, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna say allegedly, Dan and I, you know, played some little Saints Row stuff. We had a good time, you know. We drank some lemonade. had some good time playing that game, allegedly, you know. But maybe we could get something going with Dan, you know. Maybe Tim, maybe Phil and Reiner. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
If you guys wanted to record one in the evening, usually Phil is here late with me in the evenings in the office. So if we wanted to do one during the week, starting around like 7 o'clock Central Time, we could probably get Phil in here.
Okay.
Just a heads up there.
I usually get off of work around, typically, I'm scheduled to get off of work at 5, you know, but with deadlines and stuff, there's no telling. But
by the way, Coop, the podcast has been over for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Let's do a wrap up so I can quit recording. So this has been David Patrick Landry as Ghost Pig for the Game Informer Online radio show. Baton Rouge, Lafayette.
Thanks for listening.
This has been Sean Lowry's last day as a member of the Game Informer staff.
Yes,
thank you for listening.
Sean will be like, you can find Sean at your local unemployment office.
My resume can be found at WWE. Anyway.
Yes. You can call me Dave Landry. Reference for Sean Lowry.
Yep. If they're listening to this podcast, I'm not getting a job, so.
No.
Probably not today. Here.
We're going to be hobos.
I could think of worse things.
Yeah, you know, I've had worse
working
times.
Working at DMV, you know.
So we also have Michael, the host of the show, Michael Ray.
Yep.
Ah, that's where Imre comes from.
Yeah.
Now I know. That's exciting.
And knowing is half the battle.
Or you know.
G.I. Joe.
American hero.
Let me plug something real quick. If you learn more about my name, you could check out Sam, one of the bloggers on the site. Didn't remember her.
Oh, it is not. 3 minutes or so.
Tell her we're sorry. We should have been done like 3 hours ago.
Yeah. But we were having so much fun.
Yeah. So. Where's the time to be over when you're having fun? Well, that's it, everybody. So just turn off your computers now. Go cry in a corner.
You're done. We've ruined the internet.
We will not. We are not going to stop talking until you stop us from talking. Turn off your computer now.
The safe word is gadget hack wrench.
Post that in the comments, and you will win a 10-day subscription to World of Warcraft.
And actually, wait. You're not going to believe this. I have an actual McDonald's Happy Meal toy of Gadget Hack Wrench in my hand right now that my friend Cheyenne gave to me a couple of years ago. So I'm going to throw this into the care package.
Wow.
I'm going to take a picture of it right now.
You know what? I bet Dan's going to be the first one to say it then, just so he could get that toy.
I'm going to take a picture of it right now, and I'm going to post it on Twitter.
Wow.
Awesome.
Just the proof.
That's it, everybody. So...
Well, thank you guys.
Exit now.
Okay. Well, I have to hit the stop button, don't I? Maybe that's why.
Probably. All right. God bless everybody. Drive fast. Take chances. No.
I haven't heard that. That's my new slip. That's my new thing.
Bad advice.
Stealing that.
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, now stop recording for real.
Okay.
So we can plan the next one, because we were talking about that before. Yep. I didn't want that recorded.
Okay.